Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has met with several top officials from different countries on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Rouhani has held talks with Iraqi Vice President Khazar al-Khazai, Turkish President Abdullah Gül, and Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. Rouhani addressed the General Assembly on Tuesday. He's due to address the special session of the Nuclear Disarmament Conference and a meeting of foreign ministers from the Non-Aligned Movement, also known as NAM. The movement is comprised of some 120 member states. Rouhani has said his trip is meant to show the real face of Iranians to the world as a peace-loving and cultivated nation. Let's talk to Professor Mohammad Manadi with the University of Tehran. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor, first of all, we know that President Rouhani has had several interviews in the days that he's been residing in New York for this UN General Assembly gathering. In your opinion, what do you think the tone of his interviews has been?
Well, I think his interviews have been more conciliatory than what we've had in the past. However, it should be noted that he is very clear about how the United States and its Western allies treat Iran. He spoke of the chemical weapons, for example, in his General Assembly speech that were provided to Saddam Hussein by Western powers, basically, to kill and injure Iranians and Iraqis. He spoke about the assassination of innocent Iranian scientists, a drone attack, and support for al-Qaeda and the Taliban, apartheid in Palestine, and Iran's the idea that all options are on the table, which is something that Western and especially American leaders repeat. These are all themes that he touched upon. So his criticism was very strong and clear, but I think that what was important was a few things. While we are highly critical and while we are adamant about our rights as a sovereign country with regard to the nuclear program, we are willing to find a new opening through greater flexibility, especially since Ayatollah Khamenei recently spoke about heroic flexibility. This, he is saying, is an opportunity, especially with a change in the Iranian administration. The Americans no longer have an excuse to demonize the president because we have a new president. So this, you know, provides a new opportunity, and basically he's saying, look, the ball is in the court of Western countries, and now we have to see what they're going to do.
And of course, with the conciliatory tone of Mr. Rouhani, as you mentioned, and of course, what some say, the positive words by Mr. Obama in his speech at the UN General Assembly, how much hope is there for the sanctions to be lifted? Because that's the main concern on the minds of Iranians.
Well, first of all, I think that it's very important for Iranians to be very patient about this sort of thing. President Rouhani needs a lot of time to resolve the nuclear dossier, and he must not be under any pressure from within Iran. I don't think this is going to be an easy process. Obviously, we would all like the sanctions to be lifted because they're inhumane and barbaric, but the United States is not going to relinquish sanctions simply because they're inhumane. He would definitely need time to negotiate. The symbolism in the over the last 2-3 days has been somewhat positive, although I think that the United States behaves poorly even in New York. For example, Dr. Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister, sat and listened to Obama's speech, but the U.S. Secretary of State Kerry did not sit in to listen to President Rouhani's speech. But beyond that, I think that whatever the United States does, whether the United States behaves in a different manner, especially with regards to what happened in Syria, I think the United States is in a weaker position now than it was before. But regardless of what happens with regards to the United States, I think that this move by Iran will help isolate the United States and its allies, and strengthen ties between Iran and non-Western countries, as well as some European countries. So it will have an effect anyhow, regardless of what the United States does. But then again, we have to see which direction the United States takes.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Professor Mohammad Manandi from Tehran. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.